across the Lord today. We don't have any new thing. I look over the crowd, and this is just about like my home church. I mean, you know, I've known y'all for years, just about all of you. We still on the same journey. 1954, when we lived in the mountains of Virginia, there was either going uphill or downhill. There wasn't too much level ground. But way down in the bottom off the mountain, they had a little old white church down there, a little wooden frame church. It belonged to the Methodists. There wasn't any other buildings built for churches in our community except the Methodists. But they'd allow Baptist preachers come and preach when they wasn't using the building. We didn't have no air conditioning. Couple little 40-watt light bulbs if we didn't win at night, hanging on a thing that's pulled a string, you know. Pot-bellied wood stove or to heat. We raised the windows in the summer. But you know something? God came by there that Thursday night, just like he comes by the air-conditioned buildings. And I thought that I'd get out of the conviction that was on my heart by hiding behind the songbook. Oh, I was singing to the top of my voice, but God was just tearing my heart up. When I come to and realized what was going on, everybody else had quit singing, and I was doing the singing all by myself back there. So I ran to the altar, and God saved me. And I've been saved ever since, and I'll never get lost, amen. I know where I'm going, see. I got to the foot of the cross that night. And when I get there, I can get home from there. Woo! I don't know if we're going to preach or not. I wrestled all night with the Lord where to go today. And they called me and asked me, was I going to be taking Mama to a church this morning? I said, I'll let you know in the morning. Well, this morning I still didn't know. They asked me again. I said, well, won't be going to Cedar Creek. That and the Lord had done real ruled out. So you might say, preacher, when you're going to preach, when the Lord says to, amen. So, but anyway, there I said, Lord, where am I supposed to go? I said, I don't want to go anywhere you don't want me to be. And I don't want to say nothing you don't want me to say. And I don't want to be nothing but a light for Jesus. I pray this morning that his spirit just walks all over you today, amen, today. What a little spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and I want you to have liberty today. Amen. This is to be a house of prayer and worship. Amen. Today, when it comes time for real preaching, we do that out there on the streets. Amen. And in the backyards, and in the workplace, and in the schoolhouse, and wherever that you are, that God says, be a witness for him. Amen. Today, that's where the real preaching goes on. Amen. Today, but the worship of God is in the house of the Lord. Amen. Today, and my friend, how good it is to dwell with God's people today. Amen. Chapter number 7, it is 7 in the book of 2 Chronicles of Scripture. That many times you've heard preached. Amen. We're going to read it. There's more in it than I'll ever be able to preach today. My friend, and you pray in chapter number 7 of 2 Chronicles, beginning at verse 12, the Bible said, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard of thy prayer and have I chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attending to the prayer that's made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name I may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I've commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment." Today, you may be seated. My friend, listen. Sometimes there's a sickness that'll come up on people. Amen. The body grows weak and sickness comes along. My friend, listen. We don't hesitate to go and call the doctor and make an appointment. To go out and find out what's wrong with us. Today, we don't waste any time, especially the worse we feel, the quicker we'll call. My friend, listen today. There's a great physician. When you're hurting, amen. When you're groaning in the spirit and trouble your spiritual soul, don't fail to get in this place that he's talking about and offer a sacrifice. Whoa! My. The Bible said, "I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, a holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." My friend, listen. He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, people that has God's name upon them. Amen. My friend, people that were first called Christians at Antioch, people that's been called Christians ever since Antioch, by the thousands, by the hundred, quite possibly by the million, and even into the billion. John said it would be a number that no man could number. My friend, listen today. He said it, my people, that me, that you that stood up on Monday, you that stood on Tuesday, you that stood on Wednesday, me that stood on Thursday, and you that stood on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday, we're called by the Lord's name. I try to get to the message. If we humble ourselves, amen, I'll probably not get past humble. My friend, listen. The Bible said if we'd humble ourselves, amen, today. I believe over in Peter's writing, he said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. My friend, listen, as we look about us today, somebody that's humble is somebody that feels like they're nobody. But hallelujah. They're everybody. There's what it takes. My friend, to be humble. I've seen people that seem like they're ashamed. Had to get a crease in their pants. I've been a man afraid to shed tears over a lost and a dying world. We need to be humble. Amen. My friend, listen. Without humbleness, you'll not have an enjoyable life. My friend, listen. Most of the time, and this seems to have gone from the church services anymore. If you want to see humble folks have a foot washing, and that handful that's left at the wash feet, you'll find humble hearts, amen. Somebody that when they humble themselves, God will exalt them. My friend today, we need to come before God as humble as we can be. Amen. If we want to see how people get right with God, I give a good example. I be humble. Amen. I prefer you, brethren, before you. I'm the least of God's people. Sometimes I just have a message. God picked a church this morning. I thought it'd be Bethlehem, but I got there and he said, keep going. I wound up out here and I said, I'll get out of the way. I'll let Jeff or somebody come on. And then he handed me the mic, which I don't need. I just want to be an humble servant. Some people said to me, Brother Lonnie, where you wear work socks at the Sunday meeting while I'm on the job? Amen. I might, friend, listen, I may have to get down here and pray with somebody 2 or 3 hours. Amen. I may have to hold some preacher's coat while he preaches 2 or 3 hours. My duty today could have been sit there and just holler glory every now and then. It could have been I might not have got to say a word. I may have been shut up for months or years. Oh, but God didn't mean it that way today. Are you humble? Are you humble? Are you humble? Humble, pray, seek, and turn. Humble, pray, seek, and turn. Humble, pray, seek, and turn. And he said, I'll hear. Hey, I'll hear. God won't hear a proud heart. He hates a proud heart. He wants humbleness. I'm through. Rise to our feet and get a song. Are you humble? Are you humble this morning? Are you ready to say, God, I'm humble enough and you can use me? Oh, are you in a position and a condition down in your heart that God can get glory out of you today? My friend, listen, it's not a shame to not be humble, but it'll be a shame to stay that way. Oh, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Here I am, Lord. Use me where you send me. I'll go, amen. My friend, the distance can't get too great. For the Lord. The number can't get too many or too few for the Lord. If we humble our heart, God will work a work. Hey, and he cannot lie. Hey, only thing God can't do is lie. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot lie, amen. Humble yourself while these are praying and they sing.